From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Protesters in Egypt are once again defying a nighttime curfew. The calls for President Hosni Mubarak to step down have been louder than ever after a fifth day of demonstrations throughout the country. The pressure forced Mubarak to appoint a vice president Saturday. It's the first time he's filled that position in his 30 years of rule. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Cairo, the move isn't making much of a difference.
The concessions that Mubarak has offered have satisfied no one that I spoke to on the streets. They are very unhappy with the faces that have been put into the so-called new government. They say that they are the same old faces, Omar Suleiman being among them, the head of the intelligence here. They want to see Mubarak leave, and they want all of his cronies out of office as well, and they say they won't rest until they do that. The big test comes tomorrow. We've seen these protests crest during the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Sunday is traditionally the first day of business here, and we'll see if these protests continue and if they indeed gain momentum.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. The chaos in Egypt's streets has jolted Arab neighbors. Saudi Arabia condemned the protesters. The Saudi king called them infiltrators. There are regional fears the anger unleashed in Egypt could spread. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Riyadh.
The pictures from Egypt are disturbing to a generation of Arabs witnessing an unprecedented challenge from the Egyptian streets. For many, Tunisia's revolt was acceptable on the periphery of the Arab world. But Egypt is not just the largest Arab country, but seen as a leader in the region, says Abdel Salem Al-Traiki, a Saudi computer consultant.
So if it's go haywire over there, it's a domino effect.
Are you worried it's going haywire?
It is. It's the violence and the new generation. They react, then they think.
Egypt's banks are shut, streets are burning, the death count is rising. Images broadcast to anxious neighbors, says Traiki.
The way I look at it, if it happens in one large country, it's bound to take effect in the rest.
Saudi's younger generation is more supportive in comments on Facebook and on Twitter. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
The head of Tunisia's central bank says the country is back in business. The North African nation ousted its longtime leader 2 weeks ago. The new central bank governor spoke Saturday at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, pledging transparency. A major deal in the coal industry today. Alpha Natural Resources says it'll buy Massey Energy in a deal worth $8.5 billion in cash and stock. Massey is the company that owns the mine in West Virginia, where 29 workers were killed last spring. You're listening to NPR News. Dame Margaret Price, the Welsh soprano known for her crystal-clear singing voice, died yesterday of heart failure. NPR's Allison Keyes has this remembrance.
As you can hear as Price wraps her supple voice around the aria Dove Sono from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, she was admired for her renditions of his complicated compositions. She made her debut in that opera in 1962 at the Welsh National Opera, then became famous almost overnight when she reprised her role at London's Royal Opera House. Price has performed in venues all over the world, including the U.S. and Germany, and she's been honored in many countries. She was made a Dame Commander of the British Empire in 1993. Before she won a music scholarship at age 15, Price dreamt of becoming a biology teacher. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Initial public offerings are picking up. 11 companies are getting ready to go public next week, including 3 drug developers. Analysts say other healthcare-related companies are starting to gun for the stock market as well. They say a lot of medical companies held back on IPOs last year to see how President Obama's healthcare overhaul would play out. Kim Clijsters has her first Australian Open title. She beat China's Li Na. The loss brought to an end an outstanding run for Li, who's the first Chinese player to reach a Grand Slam singles final. Clijsters has now won a total of 4 Grand Slam titles, the other 3 at the U.S. Open. American twins Bob and Mike Bryan won their 5th Australian Open doubles title today. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.